I guess I'd carry on where Jeff left off, and that is the future. My role in the company is based in Europe. I look after the big expansion. We're going into the European market. What's very, very exciting about the company is what Jeff said there is the base that we've got in Alltech. Alltech has a primacy in science and is famous probably worldwide in the animal side for our sciences. Everything we do is pioneering. And what we're finding is that many of these technologies that we have on the animal side can be applied on the plant side. So we have a great pipeline, as Jeff said, a great pipeline of new technologies that we can bring to the market. And that means that as we go into the future, we're going to be able to bring new things all the time. Many of the technologies that we have are not being used at all. So the products that we're talking about here are completely pioneering, and that opens up a whole new stage for us. We've had extremely rapid expansion in the last 5 years, so that's very exciting. We need to be working off that base to bring these new products out and going into these new markets. Some of the technologies that we have are, as I said, unique. Things like nutrigenomics have never been used before, and we have a very strong base in that. Things like chelate technology. The questions that we're being asked today are things that we answered 5-10 years ago in the animal side. So we do have a very good positioning. We started, as Jeff said, very strongly in the biostimulant area, where we're just really talking about increasing marketable yield. So performance-related products, products that just increase the amount of the yield, the quality, and the marketability of crops. We've subsequently moved into newer areas, nutrition, where we're talking about nutrients that are much more bioavailable, nutrients that are chelated to organically chelated or complexed, which means that we are able to supply precision nutrition to plants. And that, of course, cuts out a lot of the problems you have with pollution and sustainability. We've also have a very strong product line in soil science or in the soil amendment area. One of the biggest problems that you have around the world is probably that overcropping has left our soils quite barren. Organic matters are low. Minerals are low or unbalanced, pHs are wrong, and all of that needs to be addressed. And probably for me, the most exciting new area that we're going into is this area of protection. The days of spraying chemicals are realistically over. We're looking at a new era at the moment. Integrated pest management, or IPM, is the buzzword, where you are replacing part of your chemicals with natural products. And as we go on, we're going to be able to replace more and more of those. Until very recently, we had about 1,600 registered pesticides around the world. Only in the last few years, we've lost 400 of those from the EU. So these chemicals are being banned every day, and banned for good reason. Customers don't like them. Consumers don't like them. The planet doesn't like it. So I'm not saying we're anti-chemicals. I'm saying we are. Our position is that we can reduce chemical load, which is extremely important. So those are the four lines that we are focusing on. And for me, the protection line is probably the most exciting, as I said, simply because it's where we're getting the fastest growth. That area is expected to grow hugely over the next 20 years. We're going to be we're expanding off a very strong base in Brazil. Jeff has mentioned some of our other countries. Brazil, Florida, and some countries in the EU. We have such as Turkey, Denmark, England. But what we have ahead of us is fascinating. It's exciting. It's really going very fast. We've very recently gone into Italy, France, Spain, Australia, Philippines. Rolling some off the top of my head, there's many countries. And with that comes the need for hiring people, opening offices, collaborations with universities, researchers, So it's a very exciting time, very fast time, a very demanding time. But we do have, as Jeff said, we have these 128 offices around the world and on the Alltech side. So we have a very strong backing from Alltech and a very good base from which to launch. I think that brings me to the end. Thanks very much.